We cross over to Frank Noonan on a Tuesday, Catholic, friendly Catholic. Hi, Frank.
Good morning, Kanya. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks.
I know that you've been working very hard. We spoke about Archbishop Buti's book last week. Are you done? I mean, you were given a deadline here.
Yes, I was given a deadline, but then unfortunately, the Archbishop himself made it difficult to keep that deadline.
So now you are you waiting? So it's a game of waiting and then starting again and then waiting and then working again. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's actually what happened last week. He decided at the last minute to add some additional stuff to it, and that caused a bit of a delay. However, I have some very good printers,
Oh,
and
nice.
they
Yes.
worked all weekend for me, and the book is actually complete.
Nice. So all printed and done. Is that what you
Printed,
said?
it is currently being bound. The binding is being done at the moment. As you can imagine, it's quite a big order, and that will take a little while, a day or two. But the printing is done, and then it'll be dispatched. So, even in spite of the delays, they should have it by the end of the month, which was the original deadline.
Yes. Okay, so looking forward to that. And it's called Homilies and
It's called. My mind has gone blank.
Sorry, Frank.
It's called. For goodness sake.
Okay, no,
I'll look it up. I'll give it to you.
it's fine. And
I
this.
have been so busy with things, I just, it's just gone out of my head.
No, but I'm asking you that just off the top of my head because that's exactly what happens, right? With publishers, you have so much that you're dealing with at the same time. So,
Yeah.
what do people actually expect from publishers?
But just to give you an idea, at the moment I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 books in various stages of production. Ranging right across the board from a photographic book right through to a very detailed history book and all sorts. So there's a lot happening. So I have to keep thinking of, keep changing my thought process from one book to
Yes,
the other.
yes. So from poetry to story, what we call this photo story,
Yeah.
to a book like Archbishop Buti's one,
Correct, yeah.
to Father Patrick Noonan's one. Yes.
Yes, now Father Patrick Noonan is currently revising or has just revised his last book, which was My Granny's Dog is a Rachist. And we've done some minor changes to that, and we're going to bring out a second edition, which is pretty much ready to go as well. I've been working on that too. And then Father Lawrence's book, that has also now come to fruition because the ambassador that we were waiting for has given us her contribution to the book. And that's what actually prompted my thoughts, not specifically that idea, but there's certain expectations that an author has of a publisher. And they expect miracles, if you ask me.
Yes.
Excuse me saying that. But basically what happens is that an author will submit a manuscript to a publisher and say, look, this is what I want to do. Can you give me a quote on that? So I will look at the manuscript. I will assess how much work is needed to be done in terms of the language and in terms of how long the book is. A 60,000-word book takes a lot less time to do than a 200,000-word book. So I've got to do an assessment of what is required. I then go back to the author with a quote. Accepts the quote, it pays the deposit, and I get started. The first phase is proofreading. I go through the book and I proofread it, check for spelling mistakes, make sure everything is fine, and then I go through again and do a sort of editing process where I look at more technical things, continuity, whether what he says in one page reflects what he has said in another, and so on. Those are all things that come into the editing process. And he may have some historical facts incorrect or date's wrong or something like that, and that I have to watch very carefully. So that's the second phase, and then it goes back to him. He accepts or rejects my criticisms or my corrections, and then it comes back to me, and I start on the technical side of the layout, and that's where we go.
In a case where you have to then wait for more material, then you leave space for that.
Now, what then happens, and it's happened 3 or 4 times in the last 4 or 5 books, is that the author will then come back and say, yeah, that's great, but I want to add this, another 15, 20 pages, and or change some content quite materially, which means I have to go back in and resort. And I've already done page layouts. Adding material in the middle of the book changes the flow of the book, and that can have consequences. So if I add a chapter in the middle of the book, for example, all the chapter numbers further down are all wrong.
Ish.
So I have to go through that and do all those changes as well. And the contents page is all wrong. So I have to go back and change that as well. So, you know, it's quite a lot of work. And that in the trade is known as author's corrections. And normally what would happen is that we would, as publishers, we would charge for that. Charge extra.
Yes, yes.
Over and above the original quote. Because it's now extra work that has been given to us that we have to do. And that is one of the biggest struggling points with authors, is that no, they don't want to pay anymore.
You quoted me this.
Production of the book, why must they pay more?
Yes, yes.
You know, if you use an analogy, it's like getting a builder to build you a house. When he's just about finished, you say, no, but I want another room, but I don't want to pay any more. That's exactly the same situation.
Well, publishing then is quite... what sort of qualities do you need? Is it a difficult job to do?
It's time-consuming. It's very requires a lot of concentration. I usually do my editing and proofreading early in the morning, between 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock in the morning is when I do that. And I find once I've done 2 or 3 hours of that, that's it. I can't do any more because the level of concentration required is just very, very draining. I then have to either take a break or go on to something different or do, you know, answer emails or something like that.
Yes.
You can't do editing and with that sort of concentration for more than a few hours a day. At least I can't.
How did you say I do photo book again? Is it photo book, photography? What is it?
It's a book of photographs. It's a pictorial portrait of a place. That the particular one I'm doing, it's actually of the township in Graaf-Reinet.
In Graaf-Reinet, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's quite historical. Part of the township used to be used as the barracks for the British soldiers during the Boer War. And so there's a lot of history involved there too in that respect. And then, of course, there's a lot of struggle history in Graaf-Reinet as well. And, so we are doing a portrait of the township, basically, of Graaf-Reinet.
Yes.
In pictures, and really little text, just a minor caption on each picture. So we're getting the pictures to tell the story.
So every page is a picture?
Every page is a picture, yes.
Just with a short caption in it?
With a short caption, yeah. That's a completely different situation. And then, of course, you have poetry books, which are, again, completely different. The editing is not a big issue with poetry because you don't edit a poet's work. You merely proofread it, make sure there's no spelling mistakes and that sort of thing. Editing is not something you do to poetry.
Yes, because...
Because the sentence may look all wrong, but from the poetry perspective, it rhymes, it makes sense from that perspective. So you don't touch that. That's the poet's prerogative. Just make sure that his spelling is right and his punctuation and that sort of thing. That's a completely different situation, again, it's a different scenario.
Well, Frank, sounds really good. And if I want to start writing my own book, I can always just get in touch with frank@sacatholiconline.org.
Yeah. In terms of the expectations of authors as well, it's time. They don't realize how much time it takes. And I actually create a sword for my own back or a dagger for my own back because I sometimes, like with the Archbishop's book, I've done it very, very quickly. So now everybody expects me to do the same for all the books, and it's just not possible. I had to drop other work. I had to put other work aside to concentrate on that book to make sure that it got out in time.
And I know you're also working on Maruma Khai's book.
Yeah, that book is sitting with Maruma Khai at the moment. We've done a revision. He came back with some changes, and I don't want to say that he's one of the ones that give me a problem, but he did have some additions that he wanted to include in after we'd already done the layout.
Yes.
And that went back to him. It's sitting with him now. He's going through it and making sure it's all correct.
Okay, and we so look forward to all these books. You know what? Our Catholics are talented. I think we should do something like that. Catholics are talented, reading sessions or something like that.
You see this week's Southern Cross?
Oh, of course. We look forward to that.
Did you see me in the Southern Cross? Not my picture, my story.
Oh, you mean this past Sunday's one? Or the Sunday coming?
This last Sunday.
Okay, no, then I need to check that.
Page 2 is a story by me.
Okay, I'll definitely check that out, Frank. I'll definitely check that out.
Now, what it was, I think I mentioned it to you once before, we opened our community center at our church in Jeffreys Bay, and it was named after our late pastor, Father Paul Fahey. And I just did an article about the opening.
Okay. Oh, great. You did mention it to me last week. Yes, Paul Fahey Center.
I didn't realize it was going to be in the Southern Cross so quickly.
That was really fast. So, you know, that's exactly the kind of service that we need from Catholic publishers and Catholic Weekly. Frank, thank you very much for your time. And, of course, we speak again next Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Kenya. Have a blessed day.
Frankly Catholic with Frank Noonan. Get in touch with him via email. That's frank@sacatholiconline.org.
Matins with Khanya Ditabe and Colin York.